Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report.
Today's report for January 18th, 2021 and January 19th, 2021. Epidemiology. Seroprevalence of SARS-CoV-2 antibodies in over 6,000 healthcare workers show increased occupational risk. Physicians and laboratory scientists from Spain conducted a cross-sectional study of 6,038 healthcare workers across four regions in Spain to assess the seroprevalence of IgG anti-SARS-CoV-2 antibodies. They found 11% of healthcare workers had IgG against SARS-CoV-2, with those with high and moderate risk exposure more likely to have antibodies. Because this rate of seropositivity is slightly higher than the general Spanish population, authors suggest their data confirmed the occupational risk of SARS-CoV-2 infection amongst healthcare workers with working in clinical environments. Epidemiological characteristics and transmission dynamics of pediatric cases with COVID-19 in Hubei Province, China aligns with current literature. A multidisciplinary team of researchers conducted a retrospective study of 1,369 pediatric patients with COVID-19 in Hubei, China, to examine the epidemiological characteristics of severity of cases. Comparison of results to adult patients found that children had significantly higher number of asymptomatic cases, with an epidemic curve lagging behind the adults by 19 days. Authors suggest that decreased severity in children is due to the decreased expression of ACE2 receptors in young ages, and that a lagging spike in cases may be due to differences in transmission and timing of school holidays. Overall, this information suggests that because children often present asymptomatically, prevention of household and school transmission is very important to minimize risk of spread to others. Understanding the pathology. The inhaled steroid cyclosanide blocks SARS-CoV-2 RNA replication by targeting the viral replication transcription complex in cultured cells. An in vitro study from the National Institute of Infectious Disease in Japan evaluates the suppression of coronavirus replication, notably MERS-CoV and SARS-CoV-2, by the inhaled corticosteroid cyclosanide in human bronchial epithelial Cal3 cells and VRO-E6 TMPRSS2 cells. Results show that cyclosanide reduces SARS-CoV-2 replication in both VRO-E6 and Cal3 cells, and it also suppresses replication in cyclosanide escape mutants. In light of these results, the authors urge further study evaluating cyclosanide's mechanisms of action and potential clinical utility. An interdisciplinary group of cardiology researchers from hospitals in Samsung and Sivas, Turkey, performed a combined observational analysis as well as a chart review to assess the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on the management of STEMI patients. They concluded that they were delayed time to first medical contact, 61 minutes in non-pandemic times versus 190 minutes during the pandemic, as well as delayed time for patients to leave their house after their onset symptoms, 30 minutes in non-pandemic times versus 165 minutes during the pandemic. Medical responses to patients experiencing STEMI. The authors do not comment on the fact that the COVID-19 burden in areas studied was relatively small when compared to hotspots around the world. Further investigation is required in areas that can represent a patient population more severely burdened by COVID-19. However, these results suggest an opportunity for quality improvement changes to more efficiently manage patients with STEMI during the pandemic to improve outcomes. What were the early post-operative outcomes among patients with delayed surgeries after pre-operative positive test for SARS-CoV-2? A case-control study conducted by surgeons in the AC Camarago Cancer Center in São Paulo, Brazil, compared the rate of post-operative complications in 49 patients who had surgery after recovering from asymptomatic SARS-CoV-2 to 98 control who had surgery but never had COVID-19. Only 14.3% of the control patients and 16.3% of the COVID-recovered patients developed complications within 30 days, with 6 control and 4 COVID-recovered patients developing grade 3 or higher complications by Calvandido classification. Authors suggest there is no increased risk of post-operative complications among patients whose elective surgery was delayed due to asymptomatic SARS-CoV-2 positivity. R&D, diagnosis and treatments. Fluoxetine, when compared to a placebo, can decrease clinical deterioration in outpatients with symptomatic COVID-19. A double-blind randomized clinical trial conducted by physicians from Washington University in St. Louis analyzed the efficacy of fluoxetine, 100 milligrams three times daily for 15 days, against a placebo to decrease clinical deterioration of COVID-19 in non-hospitalized patients with confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infection within 7 days and oxygen saturation of 92% or greater. Clinical deterioration, defined as development of both 1, shortness of breath or hospitalization for shortness of breath or pneumonia, and 2, oxygen saturation less than 92% on room air or need for supplement oxygen to achieve oxygen saturation of 92% or greater, occurred in 0 out of 80 patients in the fluoxetine group and 6 out of 72 patients in the placebo group without a significant increase in the adverse events. This clinical trial supports the hypothesis that fluoxetine administration for COVID-19 in an outpatient setting can decrease events of clinical deterioration through an increased sample size and length of follow-up as needed. Repurposed teclizumab in patients with severe COVID-19 has shown benefits but needs to be further studied. A respective study of 195 hospitalized patients in Wuhan, China, found that 65 patients treated with teclizumab sustained better outcomes compared to the 130 matched patients who did not receive the IL-6 inhibitor. The teclizumab group experienced lower in-hospital death rates, fewer ICU stay days, lower acute respiratory disease syndrome incidence rates, and lower infectious-related markers. Additionally, T-cell counts were higher in teclizumab groups, suggesting greater immune system recovery in this group. The authors suggest that while teclizumab was able to ameliorate the cytokine release storm associated with the mortality in COVID-19, the possibility of negative effects like transaminitis should be further studied and characterized. Transmission and prevention. Genomic evidence of points to in-flight transmission of SARS-CoV-2 despite pre-departure testing. A study by the New Zealand Ministry of Health looking at points of infection and transmission of SARS-CoV-2 in 86 people returning to New Zealand through an international flight from Dubai. Passengers were placed in managed isolation and quarantine and tested for SARS-CoV-2 on their 3rd and 12th day after their return. 7 passengers subsequently tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. Through contact tracing, viral genome sequencing, examining seating plans, and dates of disease onset, in-flight transmission was indicated, demonstrating the potential risk of transmission during long-haul flights despite the negative pre-departure test and reported in-flight use of mask and gloves.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.